yes, Tony Abbott, the former Australian Prime Minister, and you know, distinguished statesman and great friend and fan of the United Kingdom, is proposed as a trade envoy of the UK, since it looks like we're going to leave the EU without a deal. People who know how to do business deals like that, trade deals like Tony Abbott, are going to be very helpful. It's fantastic that he should want such a role, somebody as distinguished as him and with such a great career track record, and he's done big deals with other countries, and he was Prime Minister of Australia. It's fantastic that he'd want to help us. And the moment I heard the news, I thought, this is just great. This is exactly what we want, you know?
Yeah.
Our friends to show up.
Yeah.
And what happens? But the British media start playing the usual game. They claim he's a homophobe. Tony Abbott is not a homophobe. He's not a homophobe. They say he's a sexist. He isn't a sexist. He's a misogynist. He's a misogynist. They'll probably try to claim he's transphobic or some other crap next. And they say he's a climate denier and all this. And then these broadcasters who play this stupid game get weak, weak men like Matt Hancock and Grant Shapps, and they put it to them. And you know, they're there with their NHS lanyards, sort of thinking, "Love me," and they don't know what to say, and they say things like, "Well, I don't know about the allegations, and I'll look into them." Yeah. Instead of saying, "Stop it," just stop playing this game. My view, at this stage, these people have overreached so much, I wouldn't care if Tony Abbott was a fire-breathing Paisleyite. I wouldn't care if he had personally run the Save Ulster from Sodomy campaign and tried to stretch it out across all of Australia and the United Kingdom. I wouldn't care. I don't care. I don't care if they say he's a misogynist. I don't care if they say he's a homophobe. I don't care about any of it now, and nor should anybody else. They've overused their currency. They've hyperinflated. They were in a Zimbabwean situation, and it's time that we say we don't care. Your magic spell words don't work anymore. And what's more, we're not going to allow your stupidity to cripple this country. What exactly does this country want to be after Brexit? Do we want to be this weirdo country where, you know, the Kay Burleys find things that people once did and then make sure that as a result, around the world, we're represented by people who've never done anything or thought anything and are totally incapable? Good. We're halfway there already.
Yeah.
By the way, has to be said, if you are Kay Burley and doing that, watching this, I'll play that game back to her. 2009, she throttled a female reporter round the neck till the woman was bruised. Okay? I'll do this. Fine. Kay Burley, you want to play that game? Nobody should appear in a studio with Kay Burley because she's somebody who throttles women till they're bruised. And if you appear in a studio with her, you approve of the throttling of women.